سوس نم بیب نمای سو و جیاک ای اکسوت من ناینا
إنه متى قال واحد أنا لبولس وآخر أنا لأبولس أفلستم جسدين فمن هو بولس ومن هو أبولس بل خادمان أمنتم بواسطتهما وكما أعطى الرب لكل واحد أنا غرست وأبولس سقى لكن الله كان ينمي إذن ليس الغارس شيئا ولا الساقي بل الله الذي ينمي والغارس والساقي هما واحد ولكن كل واحد سيأخذ أجرته بحسب تعبه فإننا نحن عاملان مع الله وأنتم فلاحة الله بناء الله حسب نعمة الله المعطاة لي كبناء حكيم قد وضعت أساسا وآخر يبني عليه ولكن فلينظر كل واحد فكيف يبني عليه فإنه لا يستطيع أحدا أن يضع أساسا آخر غير الذي وضع الذي هو يسوع المسيح ولكن إن كان أحد يبني على هذا الأساس ذهبا فضة حجارة كريمة خشبا عشبا قشا فعملا كل واحد سيصير ظاهرا لأن اليوم سيبنيه لأنه بنار يستعلن وستمتحن النار عمل كل واحد ما هو إن بقى عمل أحد قد بناه عليه فسيأخذ أجرة إن احترق عمل أحد فسيخسر وأما هو فسيخلص ولكن كما بنار أما تعلمون أنكم هيكل الله وروح الله يسكن فيكم إن كان أحد يفسد هيكل الله فسيفسد الله لأن هيكل الله مقدس الذي أنتم هو لا يخدعن أحد أن نفسه إن كان أحد يظن أنه حكيم بينكم في هذا الدهر فليصل جاهلا لكي يصير حكيما لأن حكمة هذا العالم هي جهالة عند الله لأنه مكتوبا الآخذ الحكماء بمكرهم وأيضا الرب يعلم أفكار الحكماء إنها باطلة إذن لا يفتخرن أحد بالناس فإن كل شيء لكم أبولس أم صفا أم العالم أم الحياة أم الموت أم الأشياء الحاضرة أم المستقبلة كل شيء لكم وأما أنتم للمسيح والمسيح لله نعمة الله الآب تكون مع جميعكم أمين
Catholic Epistle from the first epistle of our teacher Saint Peter may his holy blessings be with us Amen Likewise you younger people submit yourselves to your elders Yes all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, our faithful brother, as I consider him, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God in which you stand. She who is in Babylon, elect together with you, greets you, and so does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to you all who are in Christ. Amen. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and its lust. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
From that acts of our Father, the pure apostle, who were invested by the grace of Holy Spirit, may their blessing be with us all. Amen. Now a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man has been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord taught by he knew only the baptism of John. So he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. When he desired to cross to Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him. And when he arrived, he greatly helped those who had believed through grace, for he vigorously refuted the Jews publicly, showing from the scripture that Jesus is the Christ. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, and finding some disciples, he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" So they said to him, "We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit." And he said to them, "Into what then were you baptized?" So they said, "Into John's baptism." Then Paul said, "John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, and mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
Today is the seventh day of the blessed month of Ba'up. May God begin in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sin and tranquility are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, O my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 134 of the martyrs, the great Saint Abba Paul Pola of Tamu, departed this saint, was born in the city of Tamu. Since his young age, he was inclined to worship in seclusion. He went to Ensenama mountain. There he lived with his disciple Ezekiel. For his great love to this Lord Christ, he exhausted in his body with austere asceticism, fasting and many prayers in a way that exceeds human endurance. For this the Lord Christ appeared to him and said, "Enough struggle, my beloved Paul." Saint Paul humbly answered him, "Let me exhaust my body, O my master, for your name's sake, as you exhausted yourself for mankind. And you are the true God who gave himself up for us, the unworthy sinners." So the Lord consoled him and strengthened him, then ascended to heaven. Our righteous father, Saint Bishoy, went to Mount Ansina after the first raid of the Berbers on the wilderness of Shihit in the year 407 AD. The saint Abba Paul received his with joy. The angel of the Lord had appeared to Abba Paul and told him, "Your body will be with that of Abba Bishoy." The promise of the angel was fulfilled. Abba Bishoy departed on the 7th of Abib year, 133 of the martyrs, and was buried there. 3 months later, Abba Paul departed, and his body was placed beside the body of Abba Bishoy. During the papacy of Pope Eusebius, Joseph I, the period between 830 AD and 849 AD, he wished to relocate the body of Abba Bishoy to his monastery in the wilderness of Shihit, to be among his children, the monks. Those who were in charge of this task placed the body of the Saint Bishoy on a boat. However, the boat would not move. There was a righteous old monk called Armia, who told them, "The boat will not move with the body of Abba Bishoy alone, because there was a covenant between the two saints, Abba Bishoy and Abba Paul, with a divine providence that they will not be separated during their sojourn days on earth and also after their repose." They went back to carry the body of Abba Paul and placed it on the boat beside the body of his friend Abba Bishoy. The boat sailed peacefully, and they praised God and venerated these two great saints. When they arrived with them to the monastery of Abba Bishoy in the wilderness of Shihit, they placed the bodies in one case reliquary and placed it in the church of Saint Bishoy. Their bodies are still together in a splendid, richly decorated shrine. Some miracles and healings are manifested from their bodies till now. The blessing of their prayers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen. O Master Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send your separately apostles, many prompt righteous men have desired to see what you see and are not in them, and to hear what you have not heard them. But as for our in see and you for the hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act upon the Holy Gospel, so the prayer of your sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our Master, abandon us to the memories and supplications and prayer which offer up unto you, Lord, our God, so that very fond and asleep repose them who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel according to our teacher Saint Luke the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us, amen. From the Psalms, our father David, the prophet and the king, may his blessings be with us, amen. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior, King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. He also said to his disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a steward, and an accusation was brought to him that this man was wasting his goods. So he called him and said to him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be a steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do, for my master is taking the stewardship away from me? I cannot dig, I am ashamed to beg. I have resolved what to do, that when I put out all the stewardship, that I may they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his master's debtors to him, and said to the first, how much do you owe my master? And he said, 100 measures of oil. So he said to him, Take your bell and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, how much do you owe? So he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, take your bill and write 80. So the master commended the unjust steward because he had dealt redly. For the sons of this world are more shed in their generation than the sons of light. And say to you, make friends for yourself by unrighteous mammon, that when you fail, they may receive you into an everlasting home. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in this unrighteous mammon, who will commit to you or trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own?
Glory be to God forever. Amen.